is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth and a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. God was just reminding me, and he said, you have to be very bold about the commission. He says, these are the season of being bold about what I sent you to do. You know, have you ever seen the way bold minister will minister cake and biscuit? Very bold. Tell me, why are they so bold? Because they feel they have an answer. Answer to what you need. If somebody say to you in your office, say, oh, need jam, because I will stop paying you salary. You see people kneel down. Oh, gama baye meje. Are you getting me? Man. Ah! Kila homo miaje. That's power. So what to eat is power. Power. So that's why you can see minister who minister to needs are very bold and confident. So it is unusual for somebody to be bold when he's ministering spiritual needs on this side. But our boldness is to actually change the order. That's why I'm on earth. Is to change order. That, listen to me, you should be bolder when ministering spiritual things. This word will travel. Listen, heaven sent me to do just one job. Just one thing. And I want to thank the Lord for it. My job is to bring Jesus back here. I don't know. Are you happy about that? Lest you be counted as those who like cakes. We are bringing Jesus, what's that? That's our duty. Jesus will be seen here. And I want to ask you, do you think Jesus will like that? Do you think Jesus is comfortable cake-eating Christians? Rather, Christians who love his coming. Or Maranatha, what's that? Loving Christians. The Lord cometh. It's not everyone that love his coming. Bible says, those who love the appearing, to be in love with the appearing. Jesus wants to appear, but to be in love. Oh, I love it, oh Jesus. He said, henceforth there is laid up in for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing. So some people don't want Jesus to appear. So, and they know the kind of message that can make Jesus appear. So whether we like it or not, Jesus will appear. If this generation fail, but it won't fail. We're already too much for it to fail. I say our numbers will grow. And we will disturb heaven. You know, Jesus is coming now, but he will come more. We want him to appear, so appear that it will be so real to earth that Jesus is around. I just want Jesus just to be around, that's all. I just saw three guys. They were singing on the road. Eli, Eli, don't come down. No music, they are just singing it. Eli, Eli, don't come down. Eli, Eli, don't come down. Hey, Eli. Now with a motive. Everything where they evil go, they in trouble because Elyon don't come down. Elyon don't come down. Elyon is in town. Elyon don't come down. Elyon don't come down. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. You know what Yoruba singer said, I'm on Tetewa. Ayembaje, Ayendaru. Are you getting me? So let me tell you this. God is raising a people who will bring him here. The purpose of church is for him to come. And he will come. I say he will come. Hebrew chapter 10. Say he that will come. He said he will come. For yet a little while, he that shall come, and will not tarry. He won't tarry. I want you to see the rejoicing around coming of the Lord. He said he will not tarry. Then the next verse say, but now, the jaws, but now, will live by faith. So there is a season living by faith. So you can see the commission upon us. That was what I was told in Rima Bible School. They told me in Rima that you have to bring him back. The Lord told me, he said, I'm going to take you up. The Father said to me, say, you will go up to see him. Then you will bring him back. So I'm scared. So it means if you don't see him, he won't come. To see him means you must know him. Then he has to know you. So he won't follow you come when you don't know him. So he won't come to a people who doesn't know him. So Jesus won't come to church who doesn't know him. Even though they are a crying church. Jesus, John, he won't come. You have to watch that. So it's a privilege, son. It's a privilege for you to see him. The Lord told me, I'm going to take you home to see him. He said, I'm taking you home to see him. And when you see him, you will bring him back. Here, you are bringing him back. And God said to me, he said, can you thank me for how I appeared to Hagen's mother while Hagen was in the womb. And I said to him, this child that shall be born will not die, but rather he will team up. He will bring me back the second time. As I knelt down to thank God, as I said it finished suddenly, things just changed. Then prophetic utterance began to flow. I will take you home. When I had home, I thought I'm going to die. I said, Lord, have I finished ministry? What brought me here into your Lord, Lord God? I said, God, he said, I'm going to take you home. I'm taking you home, home. I'm taking you home. I will take you home. And I will make you see him. And when you see him, you will bring him back. I will take you home. So, do you know, after that thing came out, I didn't remember. All what my heart was all about was home. So, fear gripped me. I started walking around. Fear, I said, Jesus, kin mushe, kinni. Can that word come back again? So, I went to the Rema church. I also pray at the platform. I was trying to see, can he come back again? The word did not water, didn't repeat itself. But rather, I will take you home. Then after a while, oh, I now understood. Okay, the home is not dying physically, but rather ascension. Where Jesus is, what God will do, taking you home or taking me home, is to take my soul home to see Jesus. And just see Jesus. So if I'm going to go home, it means all of you will go home. To see Jesus in his glory. So messages of home is what I've been preaching since. So we will preach it. Seeing him is what we are doing. After a while, he will now say, I'm ready to come back. He will appear. When we finish preaching him. So we are all seeing him. Now, he's not going to come with me. His intention is make people to come home. Am I communicating to you? So that you will be many. One man can bring him. You need many men to what, sir? Prepare a people that will what, sir? That will bring him. And I wrote beside that thing after some time. I said, this is the commission. I will do it. I'm committed to it. Because Jesus wants to come back. Amen. You see, when Christians say, oh, Jesus will come, he won't come. There is a way he will come. So God show us the secret of how he will come. Can you tell me the way he will come? You need to go home. So Jesus is in home. Where is that place? In my Father's house. What is there? Are many mansions there. That is home. Believe in God. Believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. A place for you. Home. You may have a home, but you don't have a place. I'm going home to prepare what's for you? A place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, because Jesus is a place master. Place is actually the seat of the covenant. Home is the temple. House is home. Place is different from home. Jesus said, I will prepare a place for you. When you come home without a place, you'll be at home without rest. So you can come home and yet you don't have a place. Now, it is the place that gives you allotment in the house. If you don't have a place, you can be at home. It means you won't be a participator at home. So why we labor in church is for you to go home. Thus saith the Lord, heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye built unto me? Where is the place of my rest? Now vice versa. We're supposed to be his temple. At the same time, what happened? So we will give him a house. We will give him a place. He too has to give me a house. And he must give me a place. He is the one saying, I'm taking you to a home and then giving you what, sir? A place. Is anybody who agree with what I'm saying? Even unto them that I will give in my house. Unto them will I give in. Even unto them will I give in my house. And within my walls a place. And a name better than the sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name. And they shall not be what, sir? Cut off. After they've given you a place, they will now give you what? A name. So you can see what Jesus is doing. This is very simple. What I'm trying to say. Now, there is something about the house. House is within. It's actually the inward of the walls. When you raise the world, you have created a shelter and someone can stay there. But there is a spot called a place. Everybody should have a place. And there are places in the house. Not so. That's why you can see those evil spirits of Satan. They have places. They are in high places. It means in the heavens of men, there are places there. Yes, even our head here, there are water. There are places. So, but the highest place, who stays there? Lucifer. But that should be the place of Adam. Natural man. I'm talking about the man. The man of the earth, earthy, living soul. Shout hallelujah. It should be his place. But somebody brought another place, superimpose it on the place to make the place not just human, but angelic. So you can see why Satan can have a grip and a hold on that place. So you can remove the wall, but you may not be able to remove the place. So what is making evil spirit sit is a place. How is a place made? If you are going to trace place making in the Bible, my daughter, we have enough power to deal with any evil spirit. No matter how stubborn spirits are. What is in the Bible, what is in the Testament, can break any spirit, even the dragon. How do we come about place? How do we make place? They prepare a place for you. Now, let us have an idea what place are. What brings a place? How do you find a place? Like I said, in the Bible, there's what is called the place of the oracle. The book of Chronicles. He said, and the priest brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, to the oracle of the house. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto where? I think they are talking about the ark. Which place? Whose place is this? It's the place of the ark. So that is God's place. Because the word is a person. This is God's house, but that the oracle place is his place. When you bring the ark of God into God's own place, the place is the oracle of the house. So it's not every believer that will have a place. But every believer that will have a place must have a place inside his heart. Into the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubs. And the cherubim spread their forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim cover the ark, and the staves thereof above. Can we shout hallelujah? It's describing those cherubs in the place of the oracle. So the ark was brought under the cherub. This is what happened. Have you seen the top of the ark? So what is that, sir? You see cherubims? Covering, what are they overshadowing? Now you see the groove itself. From one groove to the end of the other groove is called the oracle. It's called the mercy seat. Everything about the covering, the rectangular covering, is called the seat. Mercy seat, S-E-A-T. It's also the place of the oracle. It's called the place of the oracle. So God gave Solomon wisdom on how to create instead of a table. As Moses did it in the tent, what Solomon did was that he borrowed from the top of the oracle and carved it wider, expounded it, and imposed it in the midst of the Most Holy. Then, what did he do, sir? He now brought rest two cherubims that are not on the ark. This time he carved them with olive trees, overlaid them with gold. So those cherubims, their wings touch each other and brought this ark into their midst. So the ark was under their spread, under their shadow. So all I want to say is that if a cherub can have an entrenching on the oracle, it means a cherub is a place animal. It means he has a place in the house. So I can be in the house. I may not have what, my brother? So what that place receive only is blood. Now the ritual of the blood on the horns of the altar in the holy place is lower than the ritual of the blood in the midst of this cherub. Right there, on the ark, the priest will use his finger and sprinkle blood 7 times. The high priest does that. But the priest enter into the holy place, and what does he do, sir? He will sprinkle blood on the 4 horns of the altar and offer incense. He doesn't offer flesh. But the outer court has a brazen altar. Apart from touching the horns, they pour blood around the base of the altar and on top of the altar, depending on the mode of the sacrifice. They now burn the flesh. They burn everything. If it's a burnt offering, they will burn it. They will burn it and make it a sweet-smelling savour even upon the altar. They have sin offering, trespass offering, they have peace offering. But they are all rituals of killing animals and method and style of burning and style of sprinkling blood and offering blood. But in the Most Holy is once in a year. That tells you how powerful that altar is. It means everything taking place in both holy place and out at the court is in a holy year is not up to one's offering of blood. Why? Because of the height of the altar. It means the ark is also an altar with a different design. So you can see, it's not every person that is welcome in the Old Testament there. Right now, it's not every Christian that can go there. Something must have happened to you. So Jesus has to prepare you a place. Nobody comes to that place. You hear me? No one what, sir? Prepare a place. Take small. If you want to find a place there, you must come to the covenant of God. You must come into covenant. Now, hark, rest. Hark and rest. There's ark of the covenant. So when you see a sign of covenant, it's a sign of rest. Ark of his strength. Come to thy rest. Psalm 132. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest. You and the ark of thy strength. So ark can rest with God. So where is the house you have built unto me? Where is the place of my rest? When God find rest, he has found a place. When God find a house, what has he found, sir? He has find a home. What has he found? He has found a house. cherubims are on the place of the ark. So the cherubim have their feet entrenched in the oracle. They are standing where no cherub can sit in the oracle. So it's clear these cherubims are standing thrones. And the throne of God cannot be witnessed, cannot be accompanied if you are not a throne. It's a throne that accompanies a throne. So these cherubims worshiping, overshadowing. You see, that overshadowing is an attitude of a high throne over God's throne. Revelation 4. After this I look and behold, a door was open in heaven. First voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said to me, come up hither, I will show these things which must be hereafter. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He that sat up to look upon like a jasper. And what again? Jasper sandine stone. A rumble round about the throne in sight like an unto an emerald. Now, one sat on the throne. Most of you, I'm sure, when you think of God, you think he's transparent white. This is the color. John said, one sat. It's just blood sitting down on the throne. Can you imagine that? All along, any time without studying deep, I never thought that God had this color. He that sat was to look upon, not like a crystal ball or like diamond. He that sat on the throne was to look upon like what? The 12 stones upon the breastplate of Aaron. Exodus. The array of stones upon the breastplate of the high priest. He said, this stone shall be with the names of children of Israel. 12 according to their names, like the engraving of a signet. Everyone with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. Thou shalt set in the setting of stones, even on 4 rolls of stone. So 12 names, 3, 3, making 12. In 4 rows, 3 times 12. So the first row shall be Sardios or Sandai. Then what of the last row? The 4th, berry. The 2nd, onyx. The 3rd, what? So if you're going to take the names of the 2, sardine and jasper, the name, the first one is Reuben, and the other one is Benjamin. So the rest of the names are enclosed in the 2 stones. So when God says, I'm sardine and jasper, meaning the rest are inside me. So what you see is sardine. When you see God on the throne, what do you see? He looks like Reuben. And like Benjamin, because of course, first blood. And then the last should be blood. But the rest are not blood. So the 2 names are 2 stones. Just, we can say it's Alpha and Omega. They look like each other. So the firstborn is like the lastborn. The lastborn is like the firstborn. It is first and the last, not first and second.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I am the first and the last. So what is seated on the throne is the first and the last inside it. So like the rest of the throne, when you collapse it, you can find in it Benjamin, you can find Joseph, you can find all the rest. Everything is inside the stone. I'm going through this place to make you see what God did in these things. The Bible is a code if you can break it. So there are no mistakes there. Let me show you another witness. The 11th stone, what is it? Onyx. That's Joseph, not so. The Joseph is onyx. If I thought we were going to spread the tribes, there are about 14 of them. Aaron was taken, making them 11. Aaron was taken. Joseph is no more. So remaining 2 places, which Manasseh and Ephraim took. So, but the rest on the breast shoulder, Joseph was present. Now, but on the shoulder, what they use on the shoulder pieces, just like the flip of an hammy, shoulder piece. Yes, sir. And honey, you know they have what is called a shoulder, what's a pad, which can be buttoned. You know that actually, when you see the priestly clothing, it's a military attire. Yes, a priest is a soldier. Yes, sir. That have access to God. It's like a military attire. So when you see soldier dress with all those things they were doing, is a priest. That's an army. Who is an army? An army is a marriage of many men in one person. That's the training. When God is making an army, army is not number. Army is making a people. So all the 12 stones here, right on the shoulder piece, there is also a flip there. From the breastplate, it should join the shoulder. That tells you, you pick it from the shoulder to the breastplate. So they use a rhythm chain to join the shoulder of the priest after he has worn the ephod. So they now took stone, onyx. They didn't take any other tribe. They took Joseph and divided him on either side. Where did they put him, my brother? On the shoulder. And they wrote 6 names here. It was Joseph who bare them into Egypt and succored them and escorted them out. He said they should not leave his bones in Egypt. They should not carry it. So the first hack they carry was actually Joseph's body. So what are those shoulder stones? Ephraim and Manasseh. So that is Joseph exalted to the shoulder. That is, and black stone, say it after me. What that means, Africa. Joseph married an Egyptian. So I believe that those who will bring hack back, I believe, will come from this dark continent. If they are not going to be majority of priests bearing the hack. So Jesus is depending on onyx. There is no mistake. Oh, everything is prophecy to bring back the Lord. To bring in back the Lord. So when you say bear here, shoulder means those who can bear. What is the Lord doing with that continent? Is it out of Egypt have I called my son? Is it just in Jesus? Will that be fulfilled? It means sons will come out of Egypt. This one is not going to be high Egypt. It's going to be deep Egypt, the pit of Egypt. Look at Africa. Africa is a pit. America is a bowl. Are you listening to me? South America is a pit. It's like a well. Me, I take time to study Bible and study the maps. Latin America, the down south, is a pit. But the rest of America is a bowl. Even to Canada. So you can see, I won't doubt that in Latin America, we will have great ministries there. Because of the principle, out of the pit have I called my son. Say, hey, please. Say, please. So the hack is a place. Hack carry a place. Hack can sit in a place. Hack sat in the place of the oracle. So what Solomon built was the oracle. The ark is actually the box of covenant. A box of covenant. Right on the covenant, it's a place of rest. That in his Bible, that's teaching. God is just using furniture to talk about something. So if Jesus is going to prepare a place, is preparing you a rest. Amen. So there is no rest without covenant. Yes, so the place of the oracle, or the oracle that the ark sat on, also had thickness. Has some thickness. Solomon took what Moses built as a slab over the body of the ark and raised it up with stone. I think overlaid it with gold and put the ark on top after he has built his own cherub that overshadowed the ark. So the ark can now act as the mercy seat of the building. Am I communicating? Right over it, so you can see about two layers of covering. The spread of the wings of the Solomon's cherub and the one Moses built. Of course, God didn't give Solomon that pedigree to build a wing that would cover him directly. It was Moses' ministry. There's a builder to construct an oracle. They give the house of David an assignment, an opportunity, a privilege to build. So he just followed the pattern of Moses and enlarge it, he magnify it. That's just it. So you can see that what constitutes a place is blood, covenant, testament, testimony, and life. Chapter 4. Now, the throne is a very mighty saucer, mighty plate. The throne is so large that 24 elders can sit on it, round about it. All of you will agree the throne has a crown, not so. And the crown is a rainbow round about the throne. So the throne is a temple. So the throne has a crown, rainbow like unto an emerald, not so? Roundabout. Roundabout again, the throne where 24 sit. It means from the outer dimension of the throne, then 24 elders, not so? Upon that, I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed with white raiment. They had on their head crowns of gold. Of course, they are closer to the crown of the throne. That's the kingly realm of the throne. Then the next one, let's say, out of the throne proceeded lightnings, thundering voices, and there were 7 lamps burning. This is the seraphic dimension of the throne. These are the 7 spirits of God. 7 spirits of God burning. These are the menorah of the throne. Then before the throne, what was there? Like unto... And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, then go further. Round about. So you are traveling inward, the throne. Then you now go to the very last core of the throne. Then they now discover in the midst of the throne and round about the throne. Where what? Full of eyes before and behind. And the first was like unto a lion, the second like unto a calf, and the third beast as a face of man, had a face of a man, and the fourth beast like unto a flying eagle. And the fourth beast had each of them 6 wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest day, not night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is. What did you see there? Did you see something awesome? Who are these 4 living creatures? Cherubs. Ezekiel called them cherubims. They are about 4. So Moses used 2, but that doesn't mean they can't be 4. So what happened in the temple is actually a picture of this. So that tells us that when you get into the Holy of Holies, what was on the ark is the throne of God. So the mercy seat is the throne of God. Amen. Say it after me.
The mercy seat is the throne of God.
Now, that's why the cherubims are not allowed to sit, they stand. But on the other side of the throne, the cherubims, the elders are allowed to sit. But with God, they don't sit. When you go, come closer. And it's not everyone that can sit, that can stand. They must be a creature that can stand. Now, they are around the throne. They are not standing in the confluence of the very place of God, but they surround it. So I can remove the middle one, you will see a big hollow. What I've just done, I've actually removed the very core of the throne of God. So the throne of God has a longer spread than the very core. So where Jesus is seated, see, Jesus is seated right in the core of the throne. That was the one they promised you and I. So when Jesus said, I go to prepare you a place. So you can see that the throne of God is actually his place. The very core of God is his place. So that wherever I am, there you may be also. The throne is the realm of covenant. When you are engaging the throne, you are coming to a place of covenant. Until you get to covenant, you will not rest. I want you to spell wrestling for me. So what does it mean to wrestle? If you take that W tells you it's an engagement. You are just adding war to rest. That's the word wrestling. Shout hallelujah. That is your unresting. Am I communicating to you? So I am unable to rest because there is war. That's the meaning of wrestling. So if I wrestle, what happened? And I rest, it means I have overcome. Now, to really sit on the throne, you must wrestle with a cherubim. Because they are around the throne. If you are unable to wrestle, for we wrestled not. For you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against rulers of darkness, and against spiritual wickedness. Immediately you get to high place, wrestle with all the spirits of wickedness. But then there is another wrestling. Wrestling to bruise the head of the serpent and wrestling with the dragon. So to wrestle is to make war with the dragon. What is wrestling? Warring, having in mind that you are going to rest. So anyone who is wrestling, what is he doing? So you want to break through. So to overcome a cherub, what are you doing to yourself? You actually have overcoming beings of covenant. So they are like the guardians of the throne. If you can pass them, you will come to the throne. Now, you know, in the Old Testament, Jacob wrestled a good angel. But in the New Testament, we are going to wrestle a bad one. But it's not an ordinary one. It was the anointed cherub that covered. Everybody needs an experience for to sit on the throne. You can't just sit on the throne. God will not give the throne to you. I just seen a king allowing his son to come and rule without an experience. So king of ancient kings of those days, they send their children, sons to war. Yes. Keep warring. But if it's a precious throne, it's a contestable throne, a mighty throne, like an empire. So you don't put a weakling on the throne. A beast will come from far east and say, it will hit the sword and the shield and say, it's high time to depart from that place. Somebody who is a weakling, his heart will shake. He said, come and take the kingdom. To protect that kingdom, you need a king who is a beast. When that man beats his chest, you laugh. Who are you? If you know my CV, go and ask the king of what's that? Nations. What I did to him. Have you had my testimony? You young boy. What's your name? They say, my name is Aminaba. Oh, no wonder. You are not born. I have come to your nation before. Now they will tell you testimony what I did. I see kings. Aminika. Covenant is talking. So while he's talking, then they will begin to beat one sound. Don't come against me. Hallelujah. So to take a seat, you must have war. You must have war. So when he says he's preparing a place for you, it means you yourself, you must be a place. You must have a place in your heart. You must have overcome. To get a place is not easy. That's why you see, before they had their home place, they have to overcome a beast with a place. And they overcame him. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed. Neither was their place found anymore. Where? But somebody has already taken the place. How did he take the place? Somebody really, really wrestled with the devil. So Michael and his angels, warring is not the war. The warfare, the real warfare, yes, sir. Amen, is winning the war spiritually, legally. So the battle, is it this one? Somebody has actually done a war for him to be driven. If not, he won't go. He won't go. So, if you want to drive somebody, you see a bad man, he's taking a place, say, show me your warrant. Who sent you here? Show me. If you don't have, you go back. So what happened was that somebody beat Satan. Then they show him what, sir? Warrant to depart. That's what Michael showed him. It's high time to leave. Let me just imagine Michael going to Satan. You have to leave place. Do you have the authority? Are they giving you the warrant to drive me? You know it's not easy, Michael. You know what it took me to come here? You yourself, you know what a place is. You know what it took me to come to this place? Oh, so Michael, don't talk. And it's not you who will drive me. I took it from men. Check your wing, Michael. You're an angel. Angel in here. So Michael will, in humility, collapse his wing and go, Lord, raise persons, raise capacities, raise people who will disobey Satan, who will wrestle with nature, who will wrestle with the throne of evil. We will wrestle until Satan's seat is fired. Not just the person. They will overcome him and his throne.
Amen.
Get to the song. 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 Continue to song. Get to the song. Many good songs are sung. Be not to son. Meet the son. Theodore's man. It is the son.
Ebinakovla, convre catene. Ovinekashe vafre calio kigo. Oh, shenalia. Aya badi, sibo kravle, kenemoka. Zenemakli vlate siso. Season, seasons, seasons. It is the season of sons. Season of sons. I will raise me sons. Sons who will ascend. Sons, sons who will grow up. Who will grow up. Who will grow up. Sons, sons, sons of the covenant. Sons who will cut covenant. Son who are amassed together. An army to fight even the arch enemy. Fight of the arch enemy. Fight of the arch enemy. That his place be found no more. That his place be found no more. Even him and his angel. It is the season of sons. For I'm raising my son. For I'm raising my son. No longer, no longer, no longer, no longer, no longer will that evil priest, no longer will the evil beast have dominion even over this fair, even over this fair. For I will raise my sons, I will raise my son. I am raising you, sons, I'm raising you, even my own sons. You will rise up, even my own sons, by the reason of the words, by the reason of the exposition of the covenant and the things that make for testament, the things that make for testimony, the things that make for the high life, even the high life, even the condiment of your armament, the condiment of your victory, that you may come to the place, that you may come possess your place, even the place that I've prepared for you, for I've prepared it for you. Come take your place, come take your place. I'm declaring even your destiny, even your victory, even in the spirit, for I'm raising my son. I'm raising my sons. I'm raising even the placemen. Placemen. Covenant men, said Jesus.
Raising placemen. Placemen. Covenant men. Placemen. Hallelujah. Placemen. Housemen are ward men. Placemen are what? Enthroned men. Throne men. Place. So when Jesus says, I go to prepare what for you, what is he saying? He's going to prepare throne. That's it, sir. I had in my soul, the throne is a food. A jobba. A manje, we eat the throne. Not necessarily one type of seat is food. We eat. The throne comes inside of you. So, I don't necessarily need to ascend into heaven and sit with Jesus physically. The throne of God can be here because I have swallowed it. I have what, sir? I'm going to get to a place by his mercy. Amen. Where I will be able to talk. Amen. With the power of the throne. Amen. 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 He's coming there.
Amen.
He's coming there. We are going to come there.
Amen.
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 If you know the person we are bringing down, hey! If you know Jesus, bring him down here. To bring Jesus down, you are bringing a person greater than angels, greater than heaven. What is the picture of Jesus in people's heart? So you are bringing him down. And that song early on. Leon, not so. Yes, he don't come down. The person we are bringing down is God.
God.
Oh God. Because that man ate God and became God. He's showing us how a man can eat God. and be a God. They now told him on Sunday morning. I don't know, maybe according to our time, you know, he must have seen Mary around 5 a.m., 5:30 to 6 a.m. before the day broke, finished, then ascended up to heaven. How many hours will it take him to get to heaven from that place? In split second. So when he got to heaven, he purged our sins. Not so. Before he sat, then God spake to him, "Thy throne." They were saying it. It's forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is righteousness. You love righteousness, hated wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness. So anointing came on Jesus. Jesus has oil. This is anointing that birthed a new Christ. Now, that was not Christ as a stature within. This Christi of oil. What is called Christi is called shining. It's just shining. It means it has been shine. He is a new shining God. So he's the Christ of God. Christ of the eternal God. So bring in, you don't know what we are going to invite here. As he comes here, the earth will burn. Government will be having trouble because he's coming. There was a man called Charles G. Finney. Anytime he goes to pray. When he's coming back from prayer, after he has, Charles G. Finney collided with some strange powers. Anytime he's coming and he's passing through a factory, and maybe it's a place where they produce some of those heavy things in those days. In the 19th century, you now begin to see noise. The machines will begin to work more heavily than before. It will whoom, 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 whoom. Then somebody said, Charles G. Finney is around. Anointing was colliding with machines. If Tiny Finney did that, what of Jesus? Ministers are going to arise on they will carry things more than Charles G. Finney. Yes. By far. I don't know how to describe what is about to happen. Now we are still teaching, following curriculum, following precept. They don't know what, but precept will turn to power. Yes. Things will happen very soon. I am trusting God for accurate doing. So that this thing will not fail. You must put the things in alignment accurately by mercy. If not, they will not come. You will press the engine. It will answer. But when you arrange it and put the dot, you know, the dot where it's supposed to be, what happened? Just one. Then the engine room starts. Operations of God begin. Oh, hallelujah. I'm a slave of Jesus. Jesus, if there's another world to come and you want to choose me as a slave, please don't forget me. It's awesome to serve you. You know, some slaves, they will release, they say, "What? Where am I going? I love slavery." I said, "For you. As for you, your pride is that you are serving Jesus." How many of you are blessed today? If you have faith like a seed of a mustard, you can say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea." And if you don't doubt in your heart, it shall come to pass. If you say unto the, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea," and shall not doubt in your heart, he said, "You shall have whatsoever you say." Now, it's possible. Now, let that possibility enter into your heart. Yeah. Let that spirit to get it done enter into your soul. Yeah. This afternoon, I'm carrying around me seeds, spirit. I have confidence. I'm a servant of God. God sent me. So, what is your mountain? Don't go home without we removing this mountain. What mountains did you come with? Jesus said, let me follow you to your house. The centurion said, you don't need to come to my house. Speak the word only. I'm going to speak the word. He didn't say, so the word is enough. You don't need the spirit to move mountain. Word is enough. You don't need spirit to move mountain. The word alone can move the mountain. He says, speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. You don't need covenant to heal people. Word of the covenant is enough. Spoken word. Yes, sir. I said the word is enough. If you know what word is and what word can do. The secret of God's word. What it can do. Talkless covenant. I say faith. Faith is born in you. Amen. You will notice that in your heart there is a fresh breath. A fresh spirit. I want you to see the way God sees things. God does not see problem. He doesn't see problem. He doesn't see mountain. We've thought so highly today of God's things. Little things ought to skip. What that moved mountain, when the ark was coming, all the mountains were running away because ark should not meet with them. Word can drive them away. Covenant can deal with things. The word alone. The word alone. I say word alone. I there is a breath inside of me. It's the word of God. I speak to you. I say to you, your mountains have been moved. I see mountain moving. I see the mountains moving. I see the problem going. I see cancer going. God can visit a case you have closed. He will say, okay, you have buried it, that case. It's now stinketh. If you open this case, already bringing maggot, and people will shout. He said, just roll away the stone. Lazarus comfort. I see power coming upon people. It's not an ordinary power. It's a power for moving your mountain, addressing the needs. If we see faith and will know it, we will drive it. When you see it, you know you need to see faith. It's not everybody that can see faith. Some of us only believe it, but there are those who see it. Able to see faith and know the character of it. And you fellowship with it. It can serve you. Jesus was saying his servant is faith. He says, say, I'm a man under authority. I tell my servant, come, and he come, and I tell that one, do, he do it. And I say that to my servant, do that, and the words, I obey it. So the centurion knew what Jesus was using. That there was something that was obeying Jesus. He's not a physical servant, he's a spirit. He knew Jesus has commandeer of powers. Some things are obeying Jesus, getting his work done. And what was getting Jesus' work done? Are you listening? They came out of Jesus. You can send your word only. Just send your word only and my servant shall be healed. Don't go. Just speak the word. Send him. Because my word shall not return. He sent his word. His word, what did he do? Them. And the word delivered them from what, sir? I said, today, I am sending word to you. He's delivering you from all troubles. Recently, God has been telling me, say, be careful what you say. Don't even say you are poor. Your mouth is dangerous. I'm not poor. And I don't have lack. Don't ever say we don't have money. We have money. Because there are angels that can get angry when you say such things. They've been given command from heaven. I say we have enough money to do anything God wants us to do here on earth. I say we have money. Hallelujah. Do you rejoice that your money is stored somewhere? It's stored somewhere. Not in the bank. So that's why I don't need to use certain gimmicks to get money. And as from today, Don't ever look yourself as needy. Don't just take word from me. Take instructions. Take this commandment. We have money. And I'm not rejoicing because of that. What you have, why should you rejoice over it? You don't need to rejoice. Money is there. I don't need to teach it to have it. When you have it, why should I teach it? Have you ever seen Jesus Christ teaching money? But he has it. It was not in his pocket. Where? It's everywhere. So he said, go into the sea, my money is there. When you catch me, the first one you will catch, open the mouth, you see a coin, bring it and give it. So bye-bye, let's go. Who are we to pay tax to? So you can never lack. This faith is dangerous. When it's resting in your heart, it's real. May you be possessed with faith. May you see faith this afternoon. I want you to have an encounter with faith, Korokoro. Immediately the Spirit sees you, he knows you have gotten it. Anything you see spiritually will follow you. When you see faith, he knows. Faith knows that he will obey you. Amen. Are you looking at faith? That's it. If you just look at it, send faith into a place you cannot do. Just go and do it and get it done. There are certain things naturally you cannot do, can you? There are certain things I cannot do naturally. I'm talking about physical things that I call somebody. I need to call. If I say, I can do it, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, I'm wasting my time. They've given me someone who can get it done. So, apart from your physical brethren who are doing things for you, God has given you messengers. God has given you things you can send. You can send faith on errand. Faith. Look at me, I have to say, faith doesn't disobey you. If faith can hear you say you are the one calling it, that's why it has to come to you by hearing. That's the covenant. Immediately you hear it, you have cut covenant with it. And hearing by what, sir? Anyone who hear faith, faith will hear him. So the centurion was calling faith, Jesus' servant. I said to my servant, do this. So speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. It means he has servant. So you have a servant. I've noticed that your servant are not men with sword. Your servant are what you say. Jesus shouted, hey! This man got my secret. You get to a place of obedience. Things answer to you. So you can send things. And always don't forget that you have servant at home. When you know what I'm saying, you won't confront sickness yourself. Send your servant.
Amen.
Send what, sir? Send. So he says, send your word, speak your word. And my servant shall be healed. Are we blessed today?
Yes.
So we have sent servants to go and get the job done. Amen. Can we begin to thank God?
Come, 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 overcome us, give us, and
Pasha na mahose. Izi hema na handu. Simene handu. Ezi munuwane andul. Zihomberu na tuna handul. Ezi menu atani atuna mana handul. Andul. 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 They will handle it. They will handle it. They will handle. They will handle it. Mio moni atamanu tete teyene mahasia. This is the manner of handlers. Handlers. Throne. Throne. Throne men. Throne men. Throne men. Throne men. Men that will operate the throne. Men that will operate throne. Men that will operate throne. Oh, even faith men. Even faith men. Even faith men. Even faith men. Momia tamu neti sina manakatia. Open, open and see. See, see the hand. See the hand. See the hand. Look. Look beyond the limitations. For me, atakuna teke no kon to overcome. Call you to overcome. Call you to overcome. Call you to throne. Call you to throne. Call you to throne. This is the manner. This is your manner. This is your manner. This is your manner. Faith, thanksgiving. Faith, thanksgiving. Faith, thanksgiving. They are men of faith. They are men of thanksgiving. Men of many, many faith. Men of many, many thanksgiving. Oh, mia koti sabaratina. They will handle. They will handle. Even throne power. Throne power. Throne power. They will come. They will come. They will come near. They will come near. They will sit. They will sit. They will sit. They will sit. Mia pate numpen pepetania. Oh, mia antose. Make covenant. Making covenants, making covenants. Keep doing, keep doing, keep doing. Keep speaking, keep speaking, keep speaking, keep doing, keep speaking, keep doing. Till you come, till you come. Mio patane pataniapa. Pattern, 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 pattern. Secret pattern, secret pattern. I opened you secret. I opened pattern. I opened secret. I opened pattern here. I opened secret. I opened pattern. Follow, follow it, follow it. And you will arrive. You will arrive. You will arrive. You will arrive here. Yeah. I've given you secrets this day. So stay in faith. Stay in thanksgiving, said the Lord Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.